Your support is important to Living on Earth. Donate today by pressing the donate link on the left of this page. Every bit helps. And thanks.
It's Living on Earth. I'm Bruce Gellerman. Usually sound is part of the background of our stories, but in today's Bird Note, we bring it front and center. Lend an ear as Mary McCann offers a sonic bird's eye view of a day in the life of an avian photographer.
We're hearing a yellow-billed loon calling on Alaska's North Slope. What does it take to make a recording like this? Here's Garrett Vinn, who captured these sounds while on assignment for the Cornell Lab of Ornithology.
Trying to record loons has been a really frustrating thing for us to do. The first year when we went up there, I actually spent 12 hours under a piece of camouflage cloth waiting for yellow-billed loons to call, and I had a pair that were swimming right around the microphone, and we didn't get a peep out of them.
Now, imagine carrying very specialized battery-operated equipment, along with all your camping gear, across the tundra.
Basically, every step you take, you're sinking anywhere from your ankle to above your knee in wet, spongy terrain, which can be pretty exhausting, and a lot of times there's nowhere dry to put your things down and take a rest.
But the payoff is there, if you're lucky.
These are a pair of yellow-billed loons. They're giving, pretty much going through their whole repertoire of vocalizations, yodels, wails, and moans. If there's an invading loon on their lake, they'll especially get vocal. This recording, there wasn't another loon that had landed on their lake, and they were trying to drive it off of their lake.
Wildlife photographer Garrett Vinn with Bird Note's Mary McCann. To see some of Garrett's photos of loons, fly over to our website, loe.org.